The Catalyst Award is an award that recognizes a business, an organization, an individual in the community, and a youth member in the community that really has contributed over time through their volunteer service, through their commitment to local efforts, through their very, sometimes very quiet, but consistent focus in our local community and giving back. And so this is our way to the Community Foundation's way to really celebrate those individuals and entities that are so critical in our community.
Are these people nominated, or how does this all come to be that they're recognized?
So they are recognized annually at our annual celebration, which is our annual membership meeting. And for the Community Foundation, our members are all of our donors, but also all of the community members in Marquette County. So it's actually our board members, our board of trustees, that makes the nominations mm-hmm. in each one of the categories. And we have, these have been awarded for, I think, at least the last several decades. We've been around for almost 40 years. But the nominations, we have a running list of, you know, if somebody's nominated and is not awarded in a given year, we make sure we keep that running list of nominees.
We're talking with Zosia Appensteiner this morning, who is with the Community Foundation of Marquette County. You just touched on it, and I don't want this to go past. The foundation itself has been around for almost 40 years. I believe you recognized 37 years at your last gathering. Explain the foundation. What's the operation behind it, the mode?
Sure. So we're a long-term investment vehicle that is intended to better the community. So if you think about United Way as our checking account for the community, I use this analogy frequently to say, well, we're like the savings account or an investment account. So you set the power of time and money with the impact in the community over time is something that can be really powerful. Good things take time, but we also recognize that the community needs that we have require those long-term resources. That one-time grant, whether it's unrestricted to support organizations' operations or a specific program grant, doesn't necessarily deliver outcomes. Things change over time.
Talking about the foundation and actually their 2025 Catalyst Award recipients. And Zosia, let's talk about these. There were four awards that you recently handed out. Tell us the category and who was recognized.
So every year we recognize a business, an individual, a youth member, and an organization. And every year, again, the focus is local. This specific year, our focus was around basic needs. And so the individuals and organizations that were recognized really contributed in that space and in those needs, such as shelter, such as food and security. So we recognized Salvation Army, Shunk Furniture, who helped set up the family shelter last year that's in Ishpeming. The individual was Helen McCormick, who back in 2007, when she was retired, started Room at the Inn, which is the emergency shelter in Marquette. Mm-hmm. And then our youth member that was recognized was Crystal Fragiannis, and she's a full-time first-generation and a MU student who dedicated a lot of her time in high school to volunteering. Is not originally from Marquette area, but contributes in a lot of activities beyond school, and is a great kind of example of what's possible when youth philanthropy gets involved as well.
I do have to ask this: with the Community Foundation of Marquette County, you are focused directly in Marquette County, right? I mean, it's just the county.
Correct.
And you have a lot of need, but you've also had a lot going out. Tell me about some of the numbers that you've had about maybe some of the grants and such you've awarded in the last year.
Last year, we awarded over $3 million in grants and scholarships. And our mission is to better the lives of all people in Marquette counties, which means we're a place-based grant maker. It's this place, our place, Marquette County, that we care about. So, yes, we are a resource for those who are seeking grant funding. We are also a resource for those who are looking to support programs and agencies in Marquette County that they care about, particularly in the long term.
Well, like many agencies, not everybody is completely fluent on who you are and what you do. How do people find out more about what your organization is and maybe how they can even become a part of it?
We are always looking to connect with community members, and thank you for having me this morning to share a little bit about what we do. Our website is a great resource, so cfofmc.org. Just Google Community Foundation of Marquette County, pick up the phone, send us an email, stop by our office on Washington Street, and do check out our annual report that shares a lot more of the good stories and good work that we did last year.
Zosia Appensteiner with us this morning with the Community Foundation of Marquette County. Thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for bringing in a great update, and we'll have you back sometime soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
If you miss any of this conversation, we will post it later on. Actually, Walt will. To our website at sunny.fm. At Upper Peninsula.